A Lil Kim biopic is absolutely on the way. At the 50th birthday bash for the late Biggie Smalls Friday, the Queen Bee exclusively revealed to the Post that her life story will soon be told on the silver screen for music lovers around the world. More on Notorious B.I.G. One More Chance. Fans flood Brooklyn subway stations for Biggie Metro cards on what would have been 50th birthday Biggie's life in photos. Honoring the 50th birthday of the Notorious B.I.G. Jalen Rose talks hip-hop and hoops with Fat Joe life after death. How the Notorious B.I.G. lives on 25 years after his murder. Beaming in fitted emerald green couture, Kim, 47, confirmed her forthcoming biographical flick on the red carpet of The Fate, which she hosted at Guastavino's on 59th Street in honor of Biggie, née Christopher Wallace, who was gunned down during a drive-by shooting in Los Angeles on March 9, 1997, at age 24. He would have been 50 on May 21. Absolutely, said Kim when asked by the Post if fans could expect a film detailing her transformation from a coy Macy's clerk to renowned Grammy-winning virtuoso. Kim was first discovered by Biggie Smalls, Center, who introduced her to Bad Boy Records honcho Sean, Diddy, Combs, Wright. Minutes prior to spilling her biopic tea, the Brooklyn native, alongside some of Biggie's closest friends and family members, was busy taking in the sights at the Empire State Building, where the fallen rap star will be memorialized with a special tribute Saturday. And while speaking to the Post, Kim noted that the film will closely trail the release of her upcoming memoir, which is scheduled to hit shelves later this year. In the book, Kim will unveil the intimate details of her undying love for Biggie, with whom, despite his being married to singer Faith Evans, 48, at the time of his death, she shared a passionate relationship. Oh my God, said Kim of her forthcoming tell-all. Everyone's gonna know things that they've never known. Kim enjoyed a long-term romantic relationship with B.I.G. from the time they met in the early 90s until his death in 1997. Still, she's not quite ready to reveal which actress she'll tap to portray her in the film. I don't know, Kim said with a laugh, when questioned about which leading lady she'd deem worthy enough to dramatize her life. Over the years, the Lady Marmalade vocalist has unabashedly voiced her hate for the controversial casting of 2009 blockbuster Notorious, which chronicled Biggie's rise to microphone majesty. Actress Naturi Nocton, 38, was selected to play her in the flick. We'll have to see, added the Queen Bee. Inside the bash, there was a massive ice sculpture spelling out B.I.G., and drinks named after the departed entertainer's hits such as Hypnotize, Courvoisier and Ginger Ale, and Mo Money, Mo Problems, Toki Whiskey, Sour Mix. Kim regaled revelers with a touching speech dedicated to the Juicy MC. Kim and Biggie's son, C.J. Wallace, celebrated the late rapper's 50th birthday with a gigantic, ornate layered cake. Brandon Michael, happy Biggie 50th everybody. She cheered from center stage. One thing about Lil Kim, she's gonna ride for B.I.G. This event is something that I wanted to do in effort to put Biggie's heart back together again. Kim went on to acknowledge Evans, who was unable to attend the festivities, by referring to the I'll Be Missing You songstress as her sister. She also publicly fawned over Biggie's daughter Tiana, 28, and son C.J. Wallace, 25. Whom he shared with Evans, saying, "You guys are my heart." And after the No Time Diva's Sweet address, CJ joined her and Biggie's rap protege Lil Cease, 44, on stage for a performance of his father's 1994 classic track, One More Chance, from his lionized anthology, Ready to Die. Hip hop legends Fat Joe, 51, and Mobb Deep's Havoc, 48, also rocked the mic. Joe, who rapped along to the late MC's iconic Big Popper track, joked that he carefully listened to the song at least 72 times, in effort to flawlessly recite the ditty word for word. But once chuckles from the audience quieted down, the lean back crooner, who enjoyed a close friendship with Biggie, recalled being too devastated to attend the music giant's elaborate funeral services following his tragic death. I went in front of his house and lit a candle with my wife, said Joe. At the stroke of midnight, which signified Biggie's actual 50th birthday, Kim, Joe and their fellow A-listers led the crowd in a rousing chorus of Happy Birthday as a caterer trotted out a towering four-tier cake, which came decorated with an acrylic replica of the rapper's face and topped with a tilted golden crown. We love Biggie, Kim said, closing out the evening. This is not the end. We hope to do this again next year, bigger and better.